Hi, Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. And today we're going to, and this week we're going to get a little out of our normal lead. We're going to have a little bit of politics, and we're also going to have a little bit of conspiracy theories. And it'll be an interesting week on the podcast on The Plain Truth Today, mine as well as the ones we're going to put up. But what I wanted to talk about today is the so-called California jungle primary system and how it is just absolutely a disguised way to try to make sure, anyway, that no Republican can ever make office in the state of California. And it has worked because since 2006, I believe I read there not one Republican has won in the state of California in the House, the legislative body in Sacramento. And there's very few Republicans that even have any congressional seats or anything else in California. And what the jungle primary does is that it makes everyone run in a primary that's totally open, and only the two top runners from the primary can then go to the national election or to the statewide election during the national elections. Well, the national elections, I don't believe, is this. This is for like governor or state senator or state representative. But how it works in most states, primaries are partisan affairs. Democrats vote among Democrat candidates and Republicans among Republican candidates. And the winners of each party face it off in the fall. And before 2012, California operated the same way. However, the top two system upended that. Today, all candidates, regardless of party, share the same primary ballot. And all voters can participate regardless of party registration. Independent voters who might have set out a partisan primary now have full access. And so they try to say this is more democratic. Whenever you hear a Democrat say it's more democratic, it means it's more communistic. It's more like one party rule, like the Soviet Union did or like Nazi Germany did, where there really is no choice. If you are the Republican Party, should you not, and you are, let's say you're a registered Republican and you have been for years, should you not have the right to choose your own candidate that you want to run against the Democrat or the independent going to run for a particular office? Isn't it the Republican Party's right or the Democratic Party's right or the Libertarian Party's right to select their own candidates without allowing outsiders to come in and select their candidates? So what happens is, let's say you have four or five Republicans running for an office and you have five or six Democrats running for an office, and the top two vote getters is a Democrat, which it will be in California. And therefore, when the general election comes around in November, there is not a Republican even on the ticket. The Republican doesn't even make it to the main election. Is that the way we really want our system of government to work? And this is a way of stealing elections. I get a laugh, and I went against Donald Trump for what he tried to do in Texas, and I also went against the Democrats, what they try to do in retaliation in Virginia, because in Virginia, they try to do a basic similar thing, and it backfired on them, and the Supreme Court of Virginia ruled against their little shenanigan they tried to do in Richmond, and then the Supreme Court backed up the Virginia Supreme Court, and the National Supreme Court, that is. And that was, they were going to say it was fair to have 50% or 50.1% of the voters in Virginia be able to vote for all, take away all the representatives from the Republican Party to be in Congress in the fall. And that 49.9% of the people in Virginia would not have a congressman representing them. It could really be one person's vote could make the decision on all of the representatives going to the Democrat Party in Virginia and none to the Republicans. And if you think a republic form of government where everyone has rights, including a minority, especially a very large minority, like 49.9%, that is what the Democrats tried to do in Virginia. Like I said, I am consistent. When Donald Trump tried to rig the Texas gerrymandering situation back in the summer, or actually last spring, I was against it. I vocally was against it. And I said, first of all, the censuses are every 10 years. And though there wasn't a law against it, but historically, the gerrymandering that did happen, and I've never really been for gerrymandering, but the gerrymandering that did happen happened a year after the census, like in 21 or 22 in this decade. It would be 31 in 2031 or 2032 in the next decade, because the census is every 10 years. 1980, 1990, 2000, 2010, 2020, 2030, 2040, 2050. That's how the census are done. And then after that, the states find out how many seats in the House they pick up or lose. Because based on the population of your state, if it goes up, you may get more representatives in Congress. And since there's a limit of only 435, that means states that have lost population will lose members of Congress. And that's the way our founding fathers really envisioned it to happen. States would be in competition for House members. And so when you had a state, for example, that chased people out of its state because of high taxes or overregulation of people's lives, and they moved to another state where it was more free, then that other state that they all moved away from would lose members of Congress and therefore lose power in a national government. And that is, in my humble opinion, a very fair way of doing things. Let the states be in competition with each other. But what the Democrats started to do some 15, 20, 25 years ago, you know, the Democrats have always been good at stealing elections. Let's face it. I mean, Ronald Reagan made a very funny comment way back in 1979 and 1980, running for president, when he said, if you don't believe in the resurrection of the dead, then you have never been in Chicago on election night. And everyone knows the story with John Kennedy's election against Richard Nixon in 1960. That Richard Nixon actually won the presidential race. He beat John Kennedy. But because of the shenanigans in Illinois, especially Chicago, with Mayor Daley, who rode around in his station wagon on his radio phone asking how many votes does Chicago need to go for Kennedy in order for Nixon to lose the White House or lose the election. And they gave him the number, and I believe 103% of Chicago voted for Kennedy. Not one Republican vote happened. And everyone, you know, kind of snickered, because that's the way Democrats do things. I have a very good friend whose mother was a lifelong Republican. She only would vote Republican, even though she was a Southerner. And she said to my friend, whatever happens when I die, make sure that I'm not going to start voting Democrat. Because she understood that in the South, the people looked for the death registers, and they started being able to put in ballots for people they knew they were already dead, but they maybe not fully recorded off the election registration forms. And so if you're dead, chances are you're not going to show up and say, I didn't vote that way, or I didn't vote in that last election. Somebody did it for me, and it's illegal. So that's why the Democrats in the South and in the big cities really made sure dead people voted Democrat, even if they had a vote for them. And that's a known thing. But about 20 years ago or more, and really in the last probably 10, 15 years ago, the states, the Democrat-controlled states where they had a very large majority of voters. I'm not talking about where in like Virginia where they tried it, where it was really basically 50-50. And if you did it county by county, if you ever saw the election map of Virginia, like even, for example, in 2020, in the national election, and you look county by county in Virginia, red Republican, blue Democrat. The entire state of Virginia was red, except for three areas the size of a pinprick on the map. And they were the majority of Democrat districts that had the majority of the population of Virginia. But if you want county by county, Virginia is as red can be. As a matter of fact, if you look at the election map of 2020, county by county in America, believe it or not, you may not, if you do this, you just go to your computer and look for 2020 election county by county, Democrat or Republican, and you'll see it shaded red and blue, and it will look like whoever the Republican was, I think it was Donald Trump, he won by a landslide because the whole country looks red on that map with just a few dots of blue where the population centers are, where cheating can be done. And this idea, I was listening to the Cuomo show the other night, and basically he's got a pretty good show, but he's still a leftist. He still has his inks about him. And he was trying to say the idea that Donald Trump is saying that there are shenanigans going on in California and they're trying to steal elections. That's the absolute truth. That's what Democrats do. It's in their DNA. It's in their bloodline. That's what they do, and everyone knows they do it. And to get on national TV and say that Democrats are not trying to steal elections is ridiculous. Now, I will admit, Donald Trump is acting like a Democrat. This whole administration, if you ask me, he's taking the playbook from the Democrat Party, and he's trying to be another FDR or another Democrat president. He's trying to take over businesses and nationalize them, like the Communist Party would do. He's trying to do everything that you would expect Democrats to do, not a Republican, not someone who is a business person who believes in capitalism. Donald Trump does not believe in capitalism at all in this administration. Maybe the Trump 1.0 did, but not this one here. But my point is, Donald Trump is trying to steal elections back, but that's all he's trying to do. He's trying to steal the elections back, and I'm not for that either. I stay consistent. And the truth of the matter is we just need to clean up what's going on. Now, a long time ago, even before I started becoming believing in God again, I was an atheist. I told that story for many years. In college, I started out an atheist and I left wondering. But I really studied the books and the writings of Harry Houdini, one of the most famous magicians of all time. And he had some clues about how to find a charlatan, how to tell if something's real or not. But that's not what I'm going to talk about. He said, you know, the worst people that a magician does not really want to do a magic act in front of are children. Because children always look at things they're not supposed to look at. And what a magician does is he does things in plain sight that you don't notice because you're watching the other hand that he is making you think is where the magician or the magic is coming from. When in plain sight, he's doing something with his right hand that children see because they don't know better and say, hey, he did that with his right hand, and adults don't see it. Well, that's what the Democrats have done in California, and they've done in about, what, I think 7 or 8 other states that have jungle primaries. And what they've done is not only do they try to steal election on election day by stuffing ballots, and especially the idea of absentee ballots. We'll get into that after the first break, and there's only going to be one break in this show. But they also do, like a magician, or like what, you know, good communist and Nazis used to do, is they also do things in plain sight. So when you see what they're doing, and because it's done in plain sight, you don't even understand that they're broadcasting that they're stealing an election. So in 2012, when California put through this primary jungle election nonsense, no one sat down. They're all worried about stealing elections. No one sat down and said, wait a minute, they're trying to make it where no Republican can ever run for a national or a statewide election in the regular voting, at the statewide voting. We'll remove them from a primary because we'll make Democrats, Republicans primary together. Think about that. Just think about what that really means. It's one-party rule. It's what the Soviet Union did, what China still does today, what Hitler did with the Nazi Party. It's what all totalitarian governments do. They make everybody go into a single one-party election. You can't say there's two parties now in California. If with a jungle primary, there's one party because everybody votes in it. There's only one party, and the party in control controls who's really going to win. Now, something's happened, and I'll talk about this right after this first this break, and we'll say that it's kind of backfiring this year. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Please go there every day. Come to our site. See what we're talking about. We take today's news and we make it understandable by one way, showing you that there is a God that happens to be the God of your Bible, the same Bible you and I read, and that God is telling you in those pages of the Bible what's going to happen, what's happened in the past and why it happened, and what's going to happen in your future, and my future, and the future of this country, and the future of the world. It's all found in the Bible. It's about time you start thinking God is in control, and that things that are talked about in the Bible are going to come true, and they're going to come true if you like it or not. But it's best that you do understand it and prepare for it. That's theplaintruth.com. Go there every day. Thank you. And I wanted to talk about this jungle primary in California, because this is something that happened that very seldom would ever happen when you're trying to steal an election in plain sight. And that is, this time around, the Democrats in California have so screwed up everything that there is a possibility that two Republicans for governor could advance and no Democrat. And if that happens, I'll make one prediction. If that happens, I tell you right now, the Democrats will change primary, the jungle primary in California, and make sure it never happens again. Let me play this one thing about this California jungle primary, this situation, or this year, this election cycle, on Whole Hog Politics and their take on all of this. And possibly it could backfire on the Democrats. And like I said, if that happens, you'll see a change in that procedure, because Democrats want to steal elections and they don't want to find out that what they did to steal an election backfires on them. And they might have to just go back and just have dead people vote again. But let's listen to this and I'll finish up the show with my take on it all.
California's jungle primary. You've got this governor's race coming up in California where the primary is the kind of thing where it's not like a Democratic primary and a Republican primary. It's just everybody is in the same primary election. And the way with Democrats and Republicans are all competing against each other. And the way it works is the top two vote getters then go on to the general election. And as a result of this, you've got all of these different Democrats in there, Katie Potter, and I forget who all they all
are. Katie Porter, yeah.
Katie Porter and a bunch of others. And what they're doing is they're splintering the Democratic, Mayor Villaraigosa and others. They're splintering the Democratic vote to such an extent that the two main Republicans in the race, Steve Hilton, and then there's a sheriff.
Chad Bianco.
Yeah. They're like either the top two or they're two of the top three people in the race right now, according to various polls. And some have raised the possibility that, and this is so crazy, in deep blue California, because of the jungle primary and the way it's set up, it's at least possible we end up with a Republican governor, because if it turns out that the two top vote getters in the jungle primary turn out to be Republicans by virtue of the Democrats splitting all of the other votes up. Do you think that's a real possibility, or is that far fetched?
I will bet you. Well, I was going to bet you a steak dinner, but whatever the pescatarian's equivalent of a steak dinner.
Who's talking now? The one asking the question is Bill Salmon, very famous reporter. But Chris Steirwalt, he's on News Nation, and he runs The Hill. And his show is Whole Hog Politics. And he's very, I like listening to him. He reminds me of an old time newscaster from the 70s and 80s who was a little less biased than they are today. And so I just want to explain who's talking now so you understand who it is.
Generous. And a good one, too.
A fish.
Yes.
Nice piece of fish.
but I will bet you a big fancy dinner that there are not two Republicans in who come out of California's June primary.
I actually agree with that. I think it'll be probably one Republican.
Maybe.
And, one Dem, and then that'll clarify, and then all the Democrats will get behind that Democrat.
The biggest number in the poll. So so this is an Emerson poll, is the most recent one, and it goes Steve Hilton with 17%, and then Eric Swalwell and Sheriff Bianco at 14%.
13%. I added up. Right. I added up the Democrats and the Republicans, and the Democrats had two or three times the amount, the total support that the two Republicans.
And do you know what's beating everybody? Undecided. 20, more than 21 points of undecided. So I think that what will happen. So right now you have among the Democrats a lot of regional candidates, right? In your Katie Porter represented Tom Steyer is in the race.
Yeah.
Villaraigosa, the former mayor of Los Angeles, is splitting up the same. Katie Porter's district was in the same area. Name recognition. Where do people know who these people are? You're a voter in California. You talk to a pollster from Emerson College. They say, who do you like? They start listing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
12 people. You have never heard of 9 of the people. You recognize 2 of the names. You pick 1 of the 2. What will happen is that a lot of money is going to get spent. The race will tighten, and that 21% will not be distributed evenly among these Democrats. It will be distributed unevenly. And Katie Porter, that's 10 points of support for Katie Porter that's going to go someplace else, because Katie Porter's not
going. It's not going to go to Steve Hilton. It's going to go to another Democrat, the next Democrat. Right.
And that's that take there. And I agree with Chris in his take, because there probably will not be a Republican in the main election for governor. Think about that. Think about how in front of your eyes, the Democrats in 8 states, and California started it all, have found a way to keep a Republican from getting elected by making him go in a Democrat primary. That's basically what we're told. They have to run in a Democrat primary in order to get advanced to the election. And it's almost an impossibility. And I said, if something happened because of what's happened in California with the fires and all the other nonsense with Newsom, if something happens and 2 Republicans made it through, it would change overnight. They might even change the law before the election to throw out the results of the primary, the jungle primary, because they're so corrupt. If you think that the Democrats, because Donald Trump is just acting like a Democrat right now, so you hear me railing against a lot of the Trump policies. But I'm going to tell you right now, his election in 2020, he was not wrong. It was stolen. The lawfare against Donald Trump was real. It was all real. And all we're seeing is a magician trying to, you know, a sleight of hands trying to change the subject, saying there is no lost elections. There is no gerrymandering going on except by Republicans. There is no vote cheating. It's all in plain sight. And yet Democrats are like football players. My brother Vic, who has since passed away, but my brother Vic used to really laugh when we watched football. He would always say the best movie actors or TV actors are ex-football players, because it takes somebody with great acting skills and a lot of ego to grab a person, rip his jersey off, grab him by the neck, and bring him to the ground. A flag gets thrown for personal foul, and he looks. Now, 100,000 fans saw it. 9 million people on TV saw it in 5 or 6 replays, and he puts his hands up in the air, I didn't do it. That's a Democrat. And the Democrats are been good at it. Donald Trump is trying to copy it, and I'm not happy about that. I want the Democrat ways being done away with. I don't want Republicans being Democrats. You know, that's like that Clint Eastwood movie. I can't remember the name. El Torino or Gran Torino. When the white kid tried to act black, and Clint Eastwood said, "They ain't gonna accept you, and neither are the women gonna accept you. They want the real thing. So why do you want to sit around acting like a black guy with rap music and baggy pants?" And it's the same thing. If Republicans want to become Democrats, they're going to lose, because voters are going to pick the real deal. The real cheaters, the real people going to give away everything to them and not to the billionaires. And that's the Democrats. And so at least that's what they think. So you're never going to compete. The only way you're going to compete against a Democrat is to make sure you have fair elections, make sure you have fair, separate primaries, and make sure that dead people don't vote any longer. Now, that's a very tall thing to do, and it's been going on for 80, 100 years now. It really started when the inner cities were really taken over with the Italian immigrants and the Irish immigrants and the Jewish immigrants. They didn't go out, for the most part, into the countryside. They stayed within their ghettos in the city, and then party bosses, and it was basically the Democrat Party, they took advantage of these immigrants. They took advantage of the voting systems, and they started, you know, Boss Tweed in New York City in the 1860s and 70s. They started taking over great population centers. At first, they stole elections in the inner cities, and then they could steal elections in the states when the inner cities grew so high in population that some states like New York, for example, or Chicago, or Illinois, where Chicago and New York City outpopulated the rest of the state by population. And then what you have is them then dominating state elections. And where we are today is we've seen the result of the Democrat Party absolutely destroying American political system. Where today, if you were to ask most people, unfortunately, if you were to ask most college students, if you were to ask most college professors, if you were to ask most radio hosts, most newscasters, and say, are we a democracy or a democratic republic form of government? And I bet you some 75 to 85% of the people who should know, including politicians holding office in Washington, D.C., or your state capital, would say we're a democracy and we're no such thing. Personally, I have another brother who says, any politician who says we're a democracy, it should be a law they can't run for office because they can't swear to defend the Constitution they've never read. Because if you read the Constitution, you'd never say we're a democracy. I've always said it. Democracy is five people, four guys and a girl. And the four guys vote democratically to molest a girl and kill her. And she votes no. But she loses because it's a democracy. That is not the American form of government. Because our founding fathers knew that democracies last no more than 75 to 100 years before they devolve into anarchy. And what do we see happening in the inner cities? Where democracy has been the rule of thumb, anarchy, lawlessness. And our forefathers knew that. And that's why we have a republic form of government. And most of our leaders don't even know that. Most of our newscasters don't even know that. And unfortunately, almost none of our people know that because of our lousy school systems that simply do not teach the plain truth. Well, this is Bob Barney for The Plain Truth, The Plain Truth Today, and theplaintruth.com. Thank you for listening. You heard my little diatribe here of what's going on. Do not be fooled by magicians and by sleight of hand and by people doing things in plain sight that you just assume is okay because it's being done in plain sight. Sometimes the most nefarious things are happening right in front of your eyes, and you're lulled to sleep and not recognize it. And that is what's happening today. Until tomorrow, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate you. And until tomorrow, bye-bye.